I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As every school kid knows, Switzerland is a neutral country. Its image basically is, plays well with everybody. But over the weekend, Swiss voters sent a different message. They narrowly approved a system of immigration quotas. That's upset the European Union, whose members surround Switzerland, which is a non-member. And critics say the vote signals a growing Swiss intolerance toward immigrants. The BBC's Imogen Fuchs is in Bern, the capital of Switzerland. What drove Swiss voters, do you think, to limit immigration?
Basically, not economic reasons. This is a very comfortably off country, high standard of living, very little unemployment. But since Switzerland opened its borders to the European Union, immigration has increased. There's no two ways about that. There's no arguing about the statistics. The Swiss had expected about 8,000 new people every year with opening their borders to the EU. Instead, they're getting around 80,000. Now, it's true that there is a market for highly skilled people in Switzerland and also for non-skilled doing jobs the Swiss themselves don't like to do anymore. Mm. But it has made at least half of yesterday's voters anyway feel uncomfortable that their country is maybe changing too fast, that the country is too crowded, that there's pressure on schools and hospitals, on public transport, things like that.
So how would these quotas work, Imogen? Who are they aimed at specifically?
Well, this is a very, very tricky question. The government is now in the very difficult position of having to work this out, because what the proposal that went before voters said was introduce quotas, renegotiate free movement of people. But it doesn't put a figure on the quotas. It doesn't suggest nationalities or professions that would be hardest hit or preferred. However, it will apply to EU citizens. Now, at the moment, they are really able to come here and work freely. That will no longer be the case. But in terms of figures, we are not sure yet how it's going to work. What is absolutely clear, however, is that Swiss business leaders are very dismayed. They want to be able to recruit European workers. Many young people in Switzerland are dismayed because they want to be able to go to Europe and work freely. They may no longer be able to do so. And the Swiss government is working out how it's going to explain to Brussels that it has opted out of a very fundamental part of policy, which may affect its other crucial trade ties with Europe.
Are we talking also skin color here? I mean, are Swiss more worried about Algerians who are living in France who might come to Switzerland more than they are about, you know, white French?
Maybe some of them are. I think it would be foolish to say that they're not. But, you know, you can have xenophobia, racism, if you like. It's not necessarily determined by skin color. I can give you a rather amusing example is that although the majority of Swiss live in the German-speaking region and speak German, they speak a very, very different kind of German as the Germans. And when free movement came into force here, a great many Germans came across the border to work in Switzerland's hospitals, for example, where we have a shortage of doctors here in Switzerland. And the Swiss were very uncomfortable with it. And there was a very strong anti-German sentiment. Mm. And that is still there. The biggest influx is from Germany, and there is a discomfort.
So is there any turning back? Does the EU have any ability to appeal to a non-member like Switzerland?
I think there will be negotiations behind closed doors, but there's no turning back because of Switzerland's system of direct democracy. The people have voted for it, and the government will now have to implement it. And they've got a lot of thinking to do now, the government members, because they know that immigration is an issue in Switzerland which will have to be addressed. But not only that, but because of the narrowness of this vote, they have a very divided country. That's not good for a small country. And I know, having been out and about in the capital in Bern today, that is causing a lot of worry.
The BBC's Imogen Fuchs in Bern, Switzerland, telling us about the new immigration restrictions that Swiss voters narrowly approved this weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.